Early in 1996, St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman took a political risk and came out in favor of school vouchers.
Let's put aside the ideology. Let's try to succeed. If we've got an opportunity to do good things for the kids of St. Paul, then let's seize that opportunity. Let's do the right thing.
At the time, Norm Coleman was still a Democrat, and the idea of using public money to send low-income students to private schools was anathema to many of the DFL's party faithful, in particular the teachers' unions who backed the DFL. Coleman's willingness to line up with Republican Governor Arne Carlson on the vouchers issue was the beginning of the end for his career as a Democrat, and later that year he switched to the Republican Party. 2.5 years later, Coleman no longer supports vouchers. He says he now prefers the tax breaks Governor Carlson initiated in 1997, which help parents pay for education-related expenses. Coleman says tax incentives are the better way to give families more education choices. But he's still willing to propose other education reforms that still make many DFLers and the teachers' unions see red.
I support merit pay. Education is one of the few systems in the world, in America, in the world of America. We don't reward excellence. Reward excellence, but also hold people accountable.
Coleman is a pragmatist about education. He likes standardized tests, and he thinks the state should find ways to demand better academic results. But he's not wedded to any single approach.
Now, there's no one perfect system for every kid. I believe that introducing notions of perhaps competition, charter schools, a range of options for kids strengthens public schools. I want strong, quality public education. I am passionate about that. The question is, how do you get there? And you don't get there by simply promising more money or simply promising to protect what we have.
Some Democratic candidates have proposed increasing the amount of money the state gives local school districts. Right now, the state picks up about 60% of school budgets. But Mark Dayton, for example, says the state should contribute 100%, which he says would lower local school taxes. Coleman calls that pie-in-the-sky thinking. He says full state funding of schools might lower local taxes temporarily, but he says those taxes will creep right back up again, and residents will find themselves paying higher property taxes and higher state taxes. Ultimately, Coleman says the state should not put more money into local schools until it can get better guarantees that the money will really help Minnesota's kids learn. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.